Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy industry concerning technology that we might be able to utilize on our dairy farms, hopefully in just a few short years. You know, one of the interesting things at the World Dairy Expo is I got to review some of the things that some of our milking manufacturers are doing to try to help us here in the dairy industry. One of the things that has happened on our large dairies is the fact that when we come in and do DHIA testing, we actually disrupt the milking process for that day. One of the things I got to view in several different forms is the new technology that companies are proposing that we use to determine things like the fat, the protein, milk urea nitrogen, somatic cell in the milk through inline sensors that are mounted at each milking stall. So there's no disruption to the milking process. We're also looking at things like progesterone and maybe even pregnancy-associated glycoproteins so that we can actually do pregnancy testing based off of the milk that is flowing through those milking systems each day on an individual cow basis. I think it does have a possibility of greatly improving our efficiencies because right now on many of our farms, we really actually have no idea of the component yields of individual animals because we do not have the data. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy industry to keep an eye out for the new technology that will help us in determining milk components in the future.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.